why does a married woman have to cover her hair? If it's so she doesn't attract men, I think some women look more attractive in wigs. Anonymous from Yerushalayim. First of all, the reason married women have to cover their hair is because the Torah says that the hair of a married woman has to be covered, and therefore when it's uncovered, it is considered an erva, a part of a woman's body that, according to the Torah, has to be covered. When it's uncovered, a man can't look at it, and he can't say Divrei Torah or Divrei Tefillah in the presence of such an uncovered part of the body. Once a woman, a married woman, has to cover her hair, and again, that is not for any rational reason, then she has to cover it in a way like the other coverings of her body that should be tzanua, that should be modest. Just like a woman covers her arms or she covers her legs. There's a part of the body that has to be covered. The way that it's covered also has to be proper. So there are wigs that are proper to wear because they are modest, and there are wigs that are immodest. That's a separate thing from the fact that the hair itself has to be covered. Two separate issues. The hair has to be covered, and has to be covered in a modest way. But the fact that the wig is attractive, if it's a modest, it can be attractive without being attracting. A woman is allowed to dress attractively as long as she doesn't dress attractingly.